Thank you, Mr. Marchbanks. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to see every one of you. You too, Greg. You ever wake up in the middle of the night, like, say, 2 o'clock? Like, boom, you know, you're sleeping really soundly and you wake up at 2 and you maybe have to go to the bathroom. You get back in bed and then you can't go back to sleep. Anybody have that happen? Oh. And then you toss and turn and you think about all these anxious thoughts. Should I do this? Can I do that? You know, and I got to go back to sleep, and you keep thinking about it. Well, you know, I do that too. You know, it doesn't work to go back and forth on those problems when you're half asleep. So also, have you ever faced, when you're awake, a seemingly impossible situation that apparently has no good answer? There's no good answer. You know, you go back with the pros and cons. We've learned to do that. You know, make the pros and cons. You go back and forth. And you still, it's like a no win. No matter what you do, if I do this, if I do that, I don't know what to do. I'm going back and forth, and you can't come up with it. Anyway, I'd like to share with you a predicament that happened to me recently, and hopefully we'll look at the right approach to these types of things together. So for a number of years, I had been plagued with an uncomfortable medical condition that was worsening and becoming almost debilitating. I'd been anointed for the problem, and I was taking some medication for it, but it continued to get worse. After discussing the situation with my physician, he recommended surgery, and you know how that goes. You get on the books, and then a year later, so pretty much like that. But I was able to get a surgery date February 27th this year. Okay, so I got the date. And then the Sunday before, that was a Friday, so February 27th was a Friday. The Sunday before, my wife and I went down to visit my mother, who's 95, almost 96. And knocked on the door, no answer. It's all dark in the house. She's usually up ready for us. Well, found her in her chair. She was not unconscious, but unresponsive. And she was not able to stand. She was very disoriented. And she, I had bought one of those life alert things for her years ago, and she didn't have that on her. She didn't have her phone with her. And she was really out of it. So she wasn't able to call for help, in other words. So then we called for 911, and the Irvine paramedics came again. And it's because not the first time this has happened. They came again, and they took her to the Hogue emergency room. And we stayed with her all day. She had a severe UTI. You know what that is? You know, people know. Anyway, in older people, it can cause disorientation, and it can be very dangerous, actually. So anyway, Mom had a severe UTI. Okay. So my mom is now in the hospital, and I'm supposed to have surgery in less than a week that I really need. What am I supposed to do? So I went back and forth and back and forth, trying to figure out what to do, right? Do I cancel the surgery so I can take care of Mom, or do I wait? If it gets worse, I might end up in the hospital myself. What's going to happen? Is Mom going to be okay? Back and forth. And then during that turbulent time in my mind, scripture just popped into my head, thankfully. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That's part of that scripture. So, and to be totally honest with you, when that popped into my mind and I'm going through all this stuff, I'm going, oh boy, sure, you know, just let it go. Well, but that passed quickly. And I accepted what God has said as true. So the Greek word here for anxious is pronounced merimnano. Merimnano. And it means to be distracted by worries, troubled with cares. But the root meaning is to be divided or pulled apart. And that pretty much describes the state I was in. Should I do this? Should I do that? What am I supposed to do? Being pulled apart. That's anxious, being anxious about things. And we probably all experience, I know we all experience things like that. Did I have faith enough to trust God in this situation? So during the preparation for this, I thought of Malachi 3:10, which, you know, we know is associated with tithing, you know. Test me now, or try me now, if I won't pour out the blessings. You know, if we tithe, God wants to bless us. He will bless us if we tithe. But it also applies to all of his promises if we put our trust in him. You know, God says, you know, don't be anxious, but by prayer and supplication, make your requests known. So I did that. We prayed, and, you know, when we were in the hospital waiting to see what was going to happen, we didn't know. We prayed for patience and faith to wait to see what kind of a solution God would provide us. So, again, in the preparation here, I thought of Romans 10:17. You know, why did that little scripture pop into my head at that time? And literally, it popped into my head. I'm so glad it did, though. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We study the word of God here. And God is writing that his word on our hearts. So I'm really glad that over the last, you know, 50 plus years, I wasn't raised in the church or anything, but I've been coming for a long time. And, you know, I started studying a long time ago and took the Bible correspondence course, which was awesome back in the day, and, you know, continued ever since. And so these things get into your head, and then God's writing them on your heart, and through his Holy Spirit, when something happens, a scripture can pop into your mind. So, you know, we still need to make decisions. We still need to use our mind and be wise about things. We can't just say, God, we take care of this and not do anything. We had to, you know, you have to do something. That's being wise. So the right decision is to trust God's promise. James 1:5, you know, if you have a problem with wisdom, you know, again, if you have a problem with wisdom, I don't know what to do about it. You know, I don't know what to do in the situation. We need to make wise, good decisions about things in our life. It's very important to think about it. And of course, God's word is where wisdom comes from. So we need to, I always cringe when somebody says, all you need to do is study, pray, and fast. Well, we do need to do those things. We need to study. We need to know God's word. It needs to be right here. So James said in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives it to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. There's a promise right there. You need wisdom. You're having a problem making decisions. Ask God, and he'll give it to you if you have faith. James also said earlier in that chapter about, you know, how these trials will come. We're going to have trials. We're going to have situations that arise like that. We're going to have some anxiety, but it's how you handle it. It's how you respond to situations that account, that, you know, that really count. So anxiety, you've probably heard, that can cause, you know, if it's unchecked, can cause potentially heart problems, can cause a weakened immune system, digestive system disorders, mental health, hormonal, metabolic problems, sleep disruptions. I think that's a biggie for me anyway. If I have some anxiety, I have a hard time sleeping. And possibly a shortened lifespan. Should I do this or should I do that? And you go back and forth and back and forth. And Or should I put it into God's hands and have peace? What did Jesus say? I think it all boils down to that. I was talking to Mr. Listman earlier today about all the different churches all over having different thoughts about things, but it all boils down our faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. What does he say for us to do? He said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let your hearts not be troubled, and neither let it be afraid." The Greek word for peace from this scripture is eirene. I wish I could have learned Greek. It sounds like a really cool language. It means a settled, unshaken state of calm. This is what Jesus said he gives to you. A settled, unshaken inner state of calm, security, and wholeness that comes from God, not from circumstances that happen to us. So anxiety is the opposite of peace, but peace is what Jesus gives to us. Believe the promises and receive the gifts and watch what will happen. Okay, let's go back to the Hoag emergency room. Come on with me to the Hoag emergency room. It's a pretty nice emergency room. So should I cancel my surgery or go ahead? So we prayed, we asked God for a solution, for patience, to wait for an answer to a seemingly no-win situation. Later that afternoon, Mom's caseworker came into the room, eventually deciding to discharge her to a rehab center where she received really good care for about 3 weeks. Knowing that she was in a safe situation and being cared for, I decided to go ahead with the surgery, which thankfully was successful. And with Mom in rehab, I had about 2 weeks to kind of recover enough so when she got out, I could help her again. God worked everything out. So, just right. So, reality self-check. For me, reality self-check. I don't always get things right. Sometimes I can't hear God's word giving me the solution. But when I do and I act on it, the odds of success are infinitely better than me trying to figure out what to do on my own. Things go right when you put your trust in God. That could be a slogan, like almost, you know, things go better with Coke or something like that. But things go right when you put your trust in God. Absolutely. We will have anxious moments and we will have trials, but what matters is how we approach them. Ask God in prayer and supplication for an answer to these situations and seek his wisdom and remember what the Apostle Paul told us to do. And this is the whole scripture, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And this is in the New Living Translation. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.